Welcome to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. I'm your host, Tamil Jones. This is our platform to where we discuss the ins and outs of everything gymnastics. We would like to thank our sponsors, Anchor, Gymnast United, Inc., and Pope Counseling Center for supporting this podcast. First of all, I want to say Happy New Year to everyone out there that is listening. I'm excited for today. Today we will be talking about this upcoming tax season. So if some of you don't know, I've been in the tax industry for many years. I believe my first tax season was in 2006. I've bought into different franchises. I probably used every single kind of software within taxes. So I wanted to share some of my experience with you. First of all, I wanted to kind of start off with just your general information about what's going on this tax season. But I want to kind of separate between individual taxes versus small business taxes. First of all, as of this Monday, the IRS hasn't really officially announced the first day to actually e-file, but we should be knowing something during this week. There's a lot of speculation that tax season will start during the week of January 25th, but nothing has been confirmed yet. So my first advice regarding taxes is to make sure that you find someone that's very reliable and trustworthy when it comes to tax preparation, or a CPA, or even if you want to do this yourself. If you want to do it yourself, that's fine. It's just I would research a lot of information on the IRS.gov if this is something new that you're just starting to do. You want to make sure that you're knowledgeable so you're taking advantage of every credit and deduction that you can. So you do want to learn the foundational part of taxes to make sure you're benefiting yourself by doing it yourself. But I always ask people to make sure you're finding someone that's reliable, especially if you have issues after tax season. You want to make sure that you're able to reach the person or business that prepared your taxes for you. The first thing I would also advise is just ask and be knowledgeable about what type of software the business that you choose to do your taxes, what they're using. Everybody uses different tax software. A lot of people only know taxes by the software. They really don't know the understanding of taxes. So you want to make sure that whoever's doing your tax return is knowledgeable. Also, when it comes to, you know, how much you're going to be charged for tax preparation, you might want to ask whoever is servicing you if they're charging by what forms that they are using. Are they charging you hourly? There's just different ways how people do business regarding taxes and how they prepare your taxes. So you want to make sure that you ask those important questions. Starting off with just individual taxes, I would say start off with the W-4 form, which that trickles all the way to having, you know, your W-2 form and then what you decide to choose on if you're going to use a 1040, 10EZ and all that. But I try to tell people your W-4 form is very important because this is the form that you fill out when you first get employment somewhere. They're going to hand you a W-4 form and you have to understand it and know what everything means because that will affect your paycheck. Just FYI, if you didn't fill out your form correctly and you see your paycheck and something is wrong, you can fill out your W-4 form more than once throughout a year, especially if you want things adjusted. I tell people you want to try to get as close to zero, but if you're claiming 1, 2 and up, it's just how you look at money. If you want most of your money throughout the year, you can do a higher number when it comes to allowances or exemptions on that W-4 form. If you want to see more money during that tax season, I would get as close to zero. It's just how you look at money and how you want your money to be used throughout the year. But you want to make sure you do that form right. And you also want to be aware of your check stubs. I know that we are all so used to just seeing our checks and just going and cashing and really not looking at how things are prepared, if it's right, if your hourly wage is right, are you getting paid the amount you should with the hours that you're working. So it's very important that you look at the detail because there are mistakes that are made. And I can attest to that because I've seen thousands of W-2s where something financially has gone wrong somewhere when it comes to the figures. So you just want to make sure your W-4 form is right. Like I said, that will reflect your W-2. If you're not getting a W-2, you might be getting a 1099 form if you're contracted. So going into the different forms, of course, a lot of people are used to your 1040 form, which is the longest form with preparing your taxes. I say if you're a college student, you don't have any children, you might want to go and you're not, you know, making a high amount of salary during that year, you could be available to use the 1040 Easy. So you just want to check with your tax professional. They'll be able to tell you if a 1040 Easy is good for you to use. When it comes to filing status, there's different statuses that you can select. That's single, head of household, married filing, joint, and married filing separate. You also have if you're widowed also too. So filing status has a lot to do with your tax return. Going into detail about your standard deductions versus itemizing. I know I might be speaking a different language right now, but we'll go into detail more about standard deductions regarding status versus itemizing. First of all, I want to just say, if you can really get organized on how to do your taxes, it will help you in the long run. Once you find a good solution to keeping everything organized throughout the year, once you have a system, you just kind of stick to it. And year by year, things get a little bit easier. I know for me, I'm a calendar person on my phone, but I'm also hard copy. I write down everything too. Not only that, when it comes to receipts, I have different boxes that I put receipts in. And you want to make sure if you are keeping receipts that you're putting them in a box or a closed, concealed something so the ink doesn't go away after a while having those receipts. And just keep in mind, you do want to keep information up to 3 years regarding any taxes that you do, because you can get audited within a 3 to 5 year timeline if the IRS wants to look back and look at your taxes and question you about them. So it's good to make sure you're organized and you have everything together if that happens. I would also say when you are preparing for going to do your taxes, just make sure that before you go that you analyze your bank statements and just from month to month, because that can help you to remember some of the things that you may have forgot regarding expenses that you had that you forgot about, or just different events that have happened throughout the year, because sometimes things slip, you won't remember them. So it's good to look month to month on your bank statements to help you to remember everything, and or go through your receipts, like I said, because I keep my receipts so I can kind of remember what I have done from month to month. But if you're really organized and you can, you know, every single month at the end of the month, kind of organize everything for that month. It just makes it easier at the end of the year when you're getting ready to file your taxes because you'll have everything together. So going back to the filing statuses, you know, when it comes to different standard deductions, everything kind of changes from year to year. The only thing is with taxes, you know, after things change, that year is kind of already over. So you want to make sure that you're taking advantage of everything during that year that you're in. So when it comes to individual taxes, when it comes to standard deductions, there are certain numbers, I guess certain figures that the IRS comes up with regarding single, head of household, married filing joint, married filing separate, and widowed. And it kind of just lets you know where you stand tax-wise. And if you want to use the standard deduction or if you want to itemize. And sometimes if you have a lot of expenses within the itemized part, it can be beneficial to itemize. But if you are using certain, you know, software, it will calculate which one is better to use. So that will be a benefit to you. So when I talk about itemizing, I'm talking about Schedule A, which has all types of deductions that you can take on your taxes, like medical expenses, which could be prescriptions or anything that's not covered under your insurance that you can write off. So if there's a certain place that you go to, like CVS or Walgreens, or a certain place that you go to get your prescriptions, or eyeglass place that you normally go, they will have records of that. So you can always kind of backtrack if you don't remember how much you spent. But you will be surprised how much things kind of calculate. So, like I said, medical expenses is in that regarding itemizing. You have, if you have a home, you have your mortgage interest, property taxes, you have personal property. So like your car tags, you have your charitable donations in there. You have some reimbursed expenses that you might have had from working and you weren't able to get paid back from your occupation. So there are a lot in itemizing that you may can take advantage of instead of using your standard deductions for your certain filing status. When it comes to college students, I always tell families, you know, if you're going to have that dependent, that child on your tax return, just make sure if they are working too, that if they go out and file, that they let you know, because that college student, if they do file their own taxes, they have to make sure that they stay on their tax return, that they are a dependent of another. So it's very important that they do that so they don't necessarily get the credit of themselves. You as parents are having them as credit because you're still responsible for them. You're still paying a lot of their expenses, and they're relying on you a lot. So you still have that responsibility and that authority to claim them. So it's very important that if they do have a job and they want to go ahead and do their taxes, that they say that on their taxes, that they are claimed as a dependent on another tax return. So there's no confusion. I've had many people have that confusion of their child taking their credit themselves instead of putting that information on their tax return so it won't affect their parents' tax return. But there's so many forms that go with that. You know, like I said, if you do have a college student, you probably are paying tuition. So there's different credits on if that student is an undergrad student or a graduate student. You know, there's different American Opportunity credits or lifetime learning credits that you can take advantage of. Normally, if you have grants, you do not claim grants on a tax return. Some other expenses that you may have as individuals doing a tax return, you may have moved. And so you might have moving expenses regarding travel and truck rental and storage. And if you had to stay in a hotel, you know, just think about different things that might associate with you moving. Also, some things that people forget are stolen items, or, you know, you had to make a police report. As long as you have the police report and you have the value of that item, you may claim that on your actual tax return. So that's a little bit about what individual taxes are. There's just so much more and so much detail. But we will return in a few seconds. We're going to take a short break for our sponsors. Welcome back to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. We are back talking about taxes. We were talking about individual taxes. If you need help with corporate taxes, I'm able to help you with any nonprofit, C Corps, any of those corporation taxes, I'm able to help you guys with too. But I do want to hit on small businesses right now with taxes. And once again, like individual taxes, making sure that you're organized from year to year and making sure you're keeping up with your documentation. And like I said, it could be using a calendar, your phone, whatever you need, that you can make yourself organized enough to make sure everything is in order so you're not so overwhelmed at the beginning of a new year trying to get everything together from the previous year when it comes to filing taxes. And once again, I would say review your monthly banking statements. That kind of refreshes your memory of what you were doing. Also, keeping receipts is your best bet. And also making sure that you're keeping your documentation up to 3 years because the IRS can audit you. And so you want to make sure that you have information that you can correspondence with them and being able to have that documentation to send in to them. But I just want to go over some things that people or small businesses do forget when it comes to like expenses. So just think about all the advertising that you do as a business. It could be from business cards, flyers, even advertisements on social media, newspaper, magazines, TV. Think about all of the things that you advertise your business. Some things can slip your mind, but every single penny counts when it comes to expenses, and especially when it comes to preparing taxes. If you are a gym owner and you host competitions and you want to think about everything that you did during that competition, from it could be supplies, it could be food, it could be medals, it could be the rental of the equipment, other rentals, maybe chairs and tables. So you want to make sure from meet to meet, if you're hosting competitions, that you're keeping all that information in order so you can claim that on your taxes. Also, I was a gym owner myself. You want to think about the donations that you give. I'm a giver, so I'm always giving donations to different high schools, on different running events, charitable things. So think about all the things that you do or events that you go to that are charitable. Those things you are able to claim. Think about all of your office supplies, cleaning supplies, even when it comes to like maintenance or different like utility things, like if you bought a new refrigerator, what type of refrigerator was it? Was it energy efficient? There are some credits that you might can do there. So there's just so many different things you want to be aware of and you want to take advantage of when it comes to taxes. One of the most important is payroll. If you're doing it yourself, just make sure that you're aware of all the different details and making sure that you know how much you're paying your employees, you know, the taxes that your quarterly taxes that you're paying federally or state, that you're keeping up with that quarterly and making sure that you're documenting that and making sure you're sending all the forms in to the IRS and the state. So, and if you are having a company take over your payroll, just make sure that everything is legit and review that, you know, the hourly rate is correct for each employee, the taxes look correct, because it will backfire if something is off, because that means you might have to even pay more money out to that employee or redo a W-2. And all those things can add up, and also can hurt the employee because they're waiting for things to be corrected. So you just want to make sure up front that everything is correct and that you are reviewing everything. I know sometimes it's easy to go ahead and have somebody do it for you, but you just want to make sure that they're doing a great job and looking over things thoroughly and in detail so it won't come back and harm you. If you have a P.O. box, you can also claim that. Think about any travel expenses, because you're able to do a little bit of entertainment, traveling, food. You want to make sure you have that information. Also, business mileage. You know, every year it goes up and down. I think for 2020, it was 56 cents a mile. Also with charitable, their charitable mileage also is something that you can write off too. Now that we're in this COVID season, a lot of people are working from home. So that's another credit that you probably can take, depending on, you know, there's a lot of detail when you start using your home, because you need to you know, have the square footage of your home versus the square footage of your office space. And, you know, everything is at a percentage of what utilities and energy and everything you use, but it can be beneficial to use that because now, you know, everybody is using their home if you are working from home. So I know I gave you a lot of information. There's just so much that goes into taxes for individual and small business. But like I said, take your time. And the time is now. We're, you know, January 6th is today. You have until almost the end of this month to kind of get organized if you're trying to file as soon as possible. But I would say once again and reiterate, look over your bills, look over your monthly expenses, look at your bank statements, just so you can take advantage of everything you can, especially now. So some of the things I want you to remember when it comes to taxes is, if you do receive a refund, just make sure you know your options on receiving that refund. The most cost-effective thing is to be able to pay for your tax return up front. Once you start asking a tax preparer or a company to use your refund, you know, take money out for tax preparations, a bank is now involved. So a bank wants a piece of that money of your refund. So know all your options, from if you want to check in the mail versus direct deposit versus paying up front. Make sure you're clear and aware of what your original refund amount is, because sometimes places will only tell you really what they want you to choose on how you want your refund back. So you may not get the total refund amount. So make sure that is clear. Also, make sure that you get a copy of your tax return. You know, everything is electronic now. They can email you a copy of your tax return, you know, and look it over and make sure the information of the business that is preparing it, their information is on that tax return. The tax preparer's information is also on the tax return because they should have a P10 number. That's a PTIN number. That it's prepared tax identification number. And that is a number that every tax preparer has to have if they're associated with the IRS. So that number should be attached to your documentation so they know who prepared that actual tax return. So that if they don't have that kind of stuff, you know it's a red flag. If you're going to a professional, they should have all that information included. You can always check your status on Where's My Refund. You can go online to irs.gov. I believe they even also have an app. I do have the 1-800 number, which is 1-800-829-1954. Again, that number is 1-800-829-1954. Also, it's never too early to get prepared for the next tax season. So the best bet to really benefit you is just to make sure that you're organized, you know where everything is going, you have a system. If you have a system, it makes your life so much easier. It makes, you know, getting your taxes together just easier and there's no stress about it. But if you have any questions, you may email me at tamilsmobiletax@gmail.com. And that's tamilsmobiletax@gmail.com. Again, that's tamilsmobiletax@gmail.com. I'm able to do free estimates if you need a financial consultation. Please give me, just send me an email. Also, if just go to irs.gov if you have questions and Google and look, you know, look things up if you have questions too. Also, you can call the IRS and their number is 1-800-829-1040. I hope this helps a little bit regarding tax season for individual taxes and small businesses. If you are a corporation and you need help, don't hesitate to contact me. Also, I am familiar with corporate taxes and nonprofits and different things like that. So if you need any help, don't hesitate to ask if you have questions. Again, I would like to thank our sponsors, Anchor, Gymnasts United, Inc., and Pope Counseling Center for supporting this podcast. If you are enjoying our podcast and you want to help us, please send a donation to www.anchor.fm/Gymnasts United Inc. Or you may go to www.thegripcast.com. As low as 99 cents can help us for a donation. Also, just sharing our podcast with your friends and family is helpful. And we are truly enjoying sharing everything we can with you. Thank you for listening to the Gripcast, Gymnastics Unfiltered.